This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Mary Beard, and there's so much to talk about the ancient Roman Empire and how we can bring that rubble to life. When I look at the statue of Queen Boadicea in London, she's quite impressive, and she was what the Romans would call a barbarian.
She was a barbarian, but for Brits, particularly from the 15th, 16th century onwards, she became a national heroine. And there's a wonderful little bit of poetry on the base of that amazing statue of her, which stands right outside the Parliament building. And it says words to the effect, this is not the verse, but don't worry, Boadicea, don't worry, Boudicca. Your descendants will rule more territory than the Romans ever did.
Oh, my goodness.
competitive imperialism, and also the sense that I'm civilized and everybody else is barbarians, but don't forget the barbarians think they're civilized and that I'm the barbarian.
And also, sometimes history takes a few centuries to unfold.
It does.
We had
it
to wait
does.
For the empire upon which the sun never set, which made Rome
yes.
seem quaint, I suppose.
And I'm not sure that many Brits feel all that proud about that now.
Well,
but the point stands.